If somebody has broken something that belongs to you and they apologize, you might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it
anyway.
If a child was crying, he might be telling, he might tell you that someone else was eating candy and he didn't give me.
He didn't give me any.
If someone had come to visit you and they stayed from, say, 6 o'clock one afternoon till 6 o'clock the next afternoon, how long would you say that they stayed?
I'd say they spent the day and night.
If something happens after dark, when would you say it happened?
Well,
if you want to tell that it happened during the dark hours,
I'd say it happened last night, or happened in the night.
If you were talking about a child, and you'd say that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Like as not.
What do you call the trenches that the plow cuts?
Furrow.
If you have a big good yield, you might say we raised a big
crop, big crop
of whatever.
Yeah.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what would you call that doing?
Clearing.
When you're cutting grass or clover, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Well, I'd call it the aftermath.
The wheat is tied up into what?
Bundles.
And the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
shock.
That's
what we put it in a shock.
If you're telling someone how much of wheat or anything else you raised on a certain acreage, you'd say we raised 40
bushels.
After you've got the wheat cut, what do you do to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
If you and someone else have a job to do, and you told this other person about it, you would say, you and
I
will have to do it. If you were not speaking to him, you're just talking about him, that you and he are going to do this job, you'd say this job is for
he and I.
Well, and speaking of you together,
for us,
that you are
both of us.
If some friends of yours are coming over and you're coming with them, you're coming to see me, you would say what? The friend